We can start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We continued our conversation with Astros president Reid Ryan. And moving forward, I mean, what is going to be the focus in the offseason? What are some key additions that you'll be looking to make in order to take that next step?
Well, right now what we're working on is trying to determine our budget and what we're going to have for payroll next year. And then we're going to hand that money over to Jeff, and he's going to go out with his team and try to complement this club that won a wild card game. I think when you look at the team just on the surface, probably the two areas that production was kind of up and down were first base and third base.
Okay.
We had some home runs from both Valbuena and Carter and the guys that mixed in those spots. But we probably need a little bit of a smoothing effect there to try to maybe give us a little more consistent at-bats. And so those guys are both going to be up for arbitration, as well as Dallas Keuchel and a lot of other guys on our club. So we're looking at those positions both internally and externally. Our guys will be preparing for arbitration with those guys. I think on the wish list it would probably be maybe another arm in the bullpen and another arm in the starting rotation. And if we can do those things with what we have in the system and guys that played for us this last year, hopefully we'll be able to have that team that brings that excitement and can win the games we're supposed to win. And so this is a interesting time of year because those are all tough decisions, and we'll have to look at them and see how everybody fits with the club. And I know right now A.J. Hinch, our GM, our manager and our GM, Jeff Luhnow, and the staff have been working on 40-man roster, so that'll be one of the first things we have to decide, or who are the guys in the system that we're going to protect as we get ready to go into the offseason.
You know, I have to wonder, Reid, how aggressive will the Astros be in terms of, the budget for free agency? I mean, are you looking to get a big boost? Because I reflect on the numbers. 2014, it was $50 million. 2015, $72. What kind of significant bump do you think you might get? I mean, is Jim Crane, is he going to open up that checkbook?
Well, we actually were close to 90 this year because of the trades we made. A lot of people forget that Kazmir came on and Fires and Gomez. And so, we're going to continue to push that payroll up. And it's been one of the initiatives that we've had here with the Astros is, we have to get more people into this ballpark and more folks coming out and supporting the club. And I think the success we had this year is going to drive more people to coming out and supporting us. And Jim has been very consistent with his message that everything we generate here at the ballpark is going to go back into the club. And so we want to win a World Series. That's what we want to do. But I think the great thing about Jeff is that he's not a wasteful spender, and we've done a very good job of allocating our resources. And so we have to be very disciplined in our approach. I don't think we're ever going to fish in the waters of the Dodgers and the Yankees. You look at the Dodgers and the Yankees, their payroll was a lot higher than ours, and yet we got, further than the Yankees and right where the Dodgers got. And so payroll does not equal wins, but we know that we have to have that payroll increased so that we can continue this plan, which is the, mixture of veteran free agents with young players, and that's our plan, and we'll hopefully be able to have the resources to complement those needs where Jeff sees fit.
President of the Houston Astros, Reid Ryan, joining us tonight right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. And I have to just say, from the outside looking in, it has been so remarkable to watch the progress of your young players, how they're striding out, but also the progress of the Astros, how they continue to develop as an organization. You guys are definitely trending upward, and you've made quite a statement and a splash this past season.
Well, yeah, the wins are obviously what drives everything with this business. And so we cannot give enough credit to, our scouting department that are bringing the guys into the system, our front office and Jeff Luhnow, and then David Stearns, who's now the general manager with the Milwaukee Brewers. We lost him this season.
Right.
Of course, A.J. Hinch, our coaching staff at the major league level, but also all the guys in the minor league level. And it literally takes everyone in the organization, from the guys selling tickets to the guys that are maintaining the field, to the folks that are, out scouting the talent, driving around the country in a car and filing in reports, and the guys sitting here doing advanced scouting on the computers in the office all day. So there's a real sense of pride in this organization that everyone is pulling the rope in the same direction. But we also know you have to be a little bit lucky at times. And, you look at our season this year, George Springer getting hit in the hand and missing as much time as he did, us losing Scott Feldman when he was really pitching great Those things all played into us not winning the American League West, and also played into what we were able to do, you know, come playoff time. And so we know that we have to put the pieces in the system and that we have to believe in this plan, but sometimes you got to be lucky. And I think if we can continue to keep our guys healthy and on the field, that we're going to continue to have a shot to be playing meaningful baseball in September.
You know, Reed, the Astros' accomplishments are so notable and inspiring, but I have to think about, you know, you yourself personally and just the leadership you've provided. What has the last couple of years, what has it been like for you to shape the vision of this club and serving as the team president?
Well, I grew up here in the Houston area, and my dad, a lot of folks know, is Nolan Ryan,
Hall of Famer.
He played here for the Astros for 9 seasons. I got to be a part of the first ever playoff experience in 1980. Of course, 81 and 86 were great years. And so the Astros are in my DNA. I mean, there's a lot of pride that goes into every day that I come to the ballpark, whether it's at the office or in the stands or out on the road. This is my team and my organization. And so what I've tried to do here with the Astros is encourage and empower those people that work here to try to make sure that they have the tools they need to have to be successful. And a lot of times in this business, you know, folks know that they have short shelf lives in this game, and we've tried to make sure people know they have longer shelf lives and that we're going to encourage them to have all the success they can have. And from Jim Crane, our owner, and our board's perspective, you know, we've been executing on a plan that they believe in and that they endorse. And when the board and the ownership endorses the plan, then really my job becomes easy. I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to encourage people. And I'm going to try to be the guy that ties every facet of this organization together.
Thank you so much, Reed, for joining us tonight.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. Reed Ryan, president of the Houston Astros, joining us right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close. Much more straight ahead.